Rewind the Clock. Written and read by Corey Cathonia. For the fandom of Goncharov and the relationship of Katya / Sophia. With the additional tags, minor Andre the Banker Dedano / Goncharov, POV second person, clock symbolism, Katya lives, Katya fakes her death, and Katya's white fur coat. Tick. You are standing at the train station, your life in three bags at your feet, hair curled as neatly as you can manage after traveling all these days from Moscow to Kiev to Budapest to Vienna to Rome to finally Naples. You have rubles and lira sewn into the lining of three of your coats, and the white fur one you're wearing, though it's almost too hot to bear it, has gems in the hems. You put them there yourself. It's heavy, you're tired, and your husband is not waiting for you. He was supposed to be. Tick. It's not that you don't love Ivan. You do, but it's the love of someone who still hoped that someone else would save her. You haven't been that person in years. These days, you save yourself. Tick. Sophia is everything you are not. She is full of life and color, someone who hasn't frozen their heart to keep steady, someone who could plow through solid stone. You're just stone. It takes you 10 seconds to know you want her. It takes you 10 minutes to know you need her. Tick. Your husband is distracted. It seems that the mafia here are not quite so friendly as he told you before you left Moscow. There was nothing left there for you, but there is nothing here for you either. You need a companion, a courier, a confidant, an accomplice, even a friend. You offer Sophia a job of sorts and an apple. She accepts both. Tick. Sophia tells you that everything important happens at church here. You sit through the ritual, following Sophia's lead through these prayers, so similar and so different from those you've seen before. You haven't followed anyone so closely in quite some time. You find you like it. Tick. Ivan thinks perhaps he has reached an agreement with the local mafia that will last. He plans a dinner, and so you dress in heels sharp and tall enough to put a hole in someone, in a red dress that shows off your figure, and the white fur coat that covers everything. You greet your guest, and this Andre, he watches you hungrily, eyes following your fingers as you slide the coat from your shoulders. He watches your husband the same way. You smile politely, but your heart isn't in it. Tick. The men talk business, and you step outside instead of listening to them. You stand against the railing, looking out at the streets below. The sea, nothing but black in the distance. Sophia joins you, offers a cigarette. You lean in, light it against her own. Close. You inhale as you pull away, the smoke erasing the smell of her. Side by side, not quite touching, you watch the world. Tick. Ivan takes you for a boat ride the next day, just to row around the harbor. He says Andre helped him set it up, got a man called Joe to work the oars as you glide quietly through the water, dining on some bread and cheese and wine Joe brought for you. It's sweet he thought of it, though the conversation is nothing much. and then you hear a crack of gunfire. Tick. You're bleeding. Tick. Sophia ties the bandage tight around your arm. She whispers of the fight between Mario and Andre that your husband should have known about, that he put you in the middle of. She whispers until your husband arrives, and then she gives your hand a squeeze and leaves. You've never felt so alone. Tick. Your husband wants to take you to a party with everyone who's anyone. You tell him no. You tell him no and pretend you don't see the flash of relief in his eyes. Tick. You are standing side by side on a bridge, dressed for the winter weather. You in your white fur, Ivan in his trench coat. The city is preparing for the evening and the party you've managed to beg out of. It's a blue laced with green and brown that doesn't make for very nice water, but is beautiful in Sophia's eyes. You tell your husband to have a good evening with his friends, and then you head towards home. You look back once, but he's already gone. Tick. You don't make it home. A blonde, pale woman in a white fur coat with slits in the hem, is found floating in the harbor. She isn't you. The end.